What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Sipe. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode. Now let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. Having children changes everything about your life. Obviously, it changes things on a practical level. Your schedule changes based on different things going on with the kids. Your budget changes as you fork out an arm and a leg for diapers, medical bills, and keeping your fridge full of better quality food than you got away with in your college days. Sleep? Yeah, just forget about that. That definitely changes. But the thing that changes the most is in your heart. Your entire perspective on life is flipped upside down when you become a parent. The lessons that you learn about love, patience, forgiveness, contentment, and things like this challenge you on a daily basis. Well, I want to share something with you all that happened today, as has happened before, but also happened again this morning. Kylie got the kids up first, and then I quickly preceded her out to watch the kids and allow her to get some extra rest. Our mornings are pretty routine. We get the kids up, they stay in their pajamas, and we put hot water on for the kids to have their oatmeal for breakfast. We say prayers, and then I put on Bluey or Cocomelon for the kids to watch as they eat their breakfast. Well, for whatever reason, the kids were just acting up this morning, as toddlers often do. We had intentional potty accidents, throwing of food, blatantly ignoring me when I spoke to them, etc. The day just was not off to the best start. And while we are diligent to be patient as parents, at some point, there are consequences. And I hate it when the kids get into trouble because I don't enjoy discipline, but I do it because I love them. Of course, there were tears as discipline was administered, but then we had a discussion about what better behavior would be and how to correct our day going forward. After Gigi and Papa got up, who are still visiting for just a few more days, I went ahead and got myself ready for the day and got out the door for work. But before I could walk out the door, I always go around and give hugs and kisses to everyone, and then it happened. The same thing that happens almost every day. I picked up my bag and headed for the door, and as I did, my son came running up, yelling, "No, Dad, 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 up!" as he ran into my arms. I picked him up and he held my neck tight and patted my back with his hand. I'll tell you what, guys, there is no other feeling in the world like when your child comes running into your arms. This happens almost every morning with my son or daughter, and I love it. But what made this morning so much more special was that despite the fact that they had been in trouble for most of the morning, they still ran into my arms and didn't want me to leave. Why? Well, because my children know that no matter what, I will always, always love them. They did not assume that I hated them or did not love them anymore just because they got into trouble a few minutes beforehand. Kids make mistakes, just as parents do, by the way. I'm not about to write my children off, disown them, or kick them out of the house because they messed up. That would make me a terrible, horrible father. While my children will not always physically run into my arms as they grow older, I pray that they'll never hesitate at any point to run to me. Kylie and I will continue to work diligently to ensure that they'll know that no matter what happens, we will always love them. Our home is not a place where perfection is expected, but our home is a place where they will find grace, a place where we strive our best to do what is right. But when we mess up, that we get up, try again, knowing all the while that our love for each other has never changed. Why is it that so many Christians can understand this concept with our own parents or our own children, but we don't understand this concept with our own Heavenly Father? It makes my heart so sad that many Christians' concept of God is so drastically different from reality. To many, God is this angry, vindictive father who is impossible to please. I've spoken even recently to some who have been led to believe that every time they mess up, that God hates them. I cannot imagine a sadder way to go through life than to think this way. Please let me assure you that that is absolutely not the case. Let's look at several passages tonight and make several points. Let's begin by looking at 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 down through 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him, and yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I'm writing these things so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for those of the whole world. Notice what John refers to us as: children. We are the children of God, and his desire is for us to become more like him, to walk in the light and walk in love. Now let me ask you this: which of you have done this perfectly? Well, if we're being honest, all of us clearly recognize we are nowhere close to that. In fact, John writes that if we claimed we have no sin, we are liars and the truth is not in us. We strive our best to walk in the light and correct our steps when we are in the wrong. And as such, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. God's answer to our mistakes is not to throw us out of the house. His answer is grace. John did not say that if we do sin that God hates us. He wrote that we must strive not to sin, but that if we do sin, that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That shows us this truth clearly. Our Father has never expected perfection. Otherwise, he would never have sent Jesus. Let's also consider Proverbs 3, verses 11 through 12. Do not despise the Lord's instruction, my son, and do not loathe his discipline. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Think back about my kids for a minute. I had to discipline and correct them today. But they never for one minute doubted my love for them. When we make mistakes and when we fall, there are always consequences. But that does not mean that God no longer loves us. In fact, it's quite the opposite. If God didn't care, then there would be no discipline. But He disciplines us because He loves us. And His love for us never changes, even when we are in need of correction. Now, please don't misunderstand me. We can estrange ourselves from the Father through intentional, constant rebellion over and over again. But that's not what we're talking about for starters, and even in those cases, God's love for you has never changed. What we're talking about is the fact that, like children, we're going to blow it. You're not lost the very second you mess up and kicked out of God's house. That's insane and not how any of this works. That is a system of works, not of grace. The Father loves you. And even if you've blown it, He wants you to come running back into His arms, knowing He loves you and reminding Him that you love Him too. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I would invite you back Tuesdays through Fridays for a brand new episode each day. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.